Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
A late rally wasn't enough to lift the benchmark US equity indices into positive territory last night. Dow down 83 points or 0.3%, with the latest stumble pushing the blue chip index back into negative territory for the year. The broader S&P 500 fell 0.6%, moving back below its 100-day moving average. Consumer staples, real estate and technology shares leading the losses, financials and energy were the only primary sectors to advance. The tech-centric NASDAQ shed 0.8%. The late rally for the markets came after Bloomberg reported that President Trump has been advised that he was not a target of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe. In stock-specific moves, Amazon gained 1.9% after CEO Jeff Bezos disclosed in his annual letter to shareholders that Amazon Prime subscription program now had over 100 million members worldwide. However, Apple fell 2.8%, with traders citing a soft update from Taiwan Semiconductor, a key partner at Apple, that saw the chipmaker lower their revenue forecast for the second quarter. In US corporate earnings, Procter & Gamble fell 3.3% despite posting quarterly results that beat forecasts, with the consumer products giant agreeing to acquire a consumer health business from Germany's Merck in a $4.2 billion deal. Europe's main markets were mixed as corporate earnings results continued to roll in, Germany's DAX slipping 0.2%, while France's CAC added 0.2%. London's FTSE edged 0.2% higher to settle at its highest level since the 5th of February, buoyed by energy and resource stocks. Unilever fell 2.2% after the consumer products group said first quarter revenue fell 5.2% on adverse currency movements and the impact of disposals. The company also said it's starting a share buyback program of up to 6 billion euros. Elsewhere, shares of Shire PLC jumped 5.7% after the drug maker rejected a 60 billion takeover bid from Japan's Takeda Pharmaceutical, but said the two sides are still in talks. On the economic data front, UK retail sales missed forecasts, falling 1.2% month on month in March, below consensus expectations for a more modest 0.4% decline. Cold weather impacting retail sales in the UK for the month. Base metals were weaker, complex catching its breath after the exceptional gains of the previous session that saw a number of metals touch multi-year peaks. Copper was down about 0.6% to $3.1660 a pound. Spot iron ore jumped $2.57 or 3.9% to $68.45 a metric tonne. That's the contract's largest single session gain since the 22nd of December last year. Benchmark contract has now rallied over 7% in the past 3 days. Gold futures snapped a four-session winning streak, easing $4.70 to $1,348.80 an ounce. US oil prices retreated from more than three-year highs, turning lower late in the session, WTI settling 18 cents lower at $68.29 a barrel, and note the May contract is due to expire at Friday settlement. However, Brent gained 30 cents to $73.78 a barrel. Traders cited some uncertainty around the outcome of the joint OPEC and non-OPEC Ministerial Monitoring Committee meeting scheduled later today in Jeddah. Reuters reported that the JMMC has said that global oil glut has been virtually eliminated. US 10-year Treasury yields climbed 4.6 basis points to 2.914%. That's around their highest level since the 22nd of February, and the latest move comes as inflationary expectations are close to their highest level in more than 3 years. The Aussie dollar also turned lower this morning because of the move in US yields, buying 77.26 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.